Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday, December 8th, 2010. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, it's Google round two today as they had their Chrome event in San Francisco. Got a lot of things to go on about, but first let's get into the main one, which is Chrome OS. It's finally here. It's in its realized form. It's all shiny. It's Chrome in a browser, all cloud-based operating system. Sounds absolutely fantastic, doesn't it? Guess what? You can't have it. No, it's not ready yet. Unbelievable, Google. You sit here and have an event about Chrome, about cloud-based computing, and we can't get it. Apparently, they're still having problems with USB support. It's still in beta. I guess we're going to be seeing it next year, maybe on a Samsung or Acer tablet is what they're talking about, or at least a netbook for that fact. But come on, Google. Here we were thinking we were going to be able to download the thing. However, the one thing you can't have right now is the new Google Chrome browser. Yep, it has been updated, and things that have included in the update are instant to the UL bar, which sees entire web pages load by simply typing the first letter of your favorite website. Also, another thing that's in there is a PDF reader, which is supposed to be lightning fast on this thing, and they've added crankshaft update, which apparently makes the browser 100 times faster than IE browsers of 2 years ago. Well, Google, I hope so. Those browsers were 2 years ago. And last but certainly not least, probably the most exciting thing that Google did announce was the Google Chrome Web Store. Yep, it is live, and believe it or not, yeah, you can actually use this. Now, the store will appear on the Google Chrome browser and will be actually a huge part of the upcoming Chrome OS operating system. But for right now, there's news, gaming, and media apps on there. There's actually about 500 already here at launch. Some are paid, some are free. However, though, if you want to go check it out right for yourself, all you got to do is go to chrome.google.com/webstore and check it out right now. All right, enough with the Google news already. How about some other news? How about dissatisfaction with UK broadband speeds is falling? According to Ofcom's latest research, it's showing that people's satisfaction with their broadband speeds is declining. This is from 14% in 2009 up to 19% here in 2010. Trust me, UK, I feel your pain. I live in the Philippines right now. I pay equivalent of £60 a month for 3 megabit internet speed. I know dissatisfaction. Amazon.com is preparing to launch its Kindle service to the web pretty much right now as we speak. Now, a lot of people are saying this is in direct response to Google's recently announced e-book service, you know, and why not? Kindle's mobile app has done very, very well, so why not take it to the web? Now, we're hearing rumors that today, yes, it might be actually launching today, so you might want to stick one eye on one LCD screen because you never know. This thing might just pop up just like that. All right, you're a fan of Sky News, and you've been thinking about getting a new Sony TV? Well, guess what? Your worlds have collided now. Sony has announced that the Sony Bravia Internet Video Service is about to get its first dedicated news channel, Sky News. That's right. Sony Bravia Internet Video is Sony's web app portal that pretty much runs on the company's connected home entertainment devices, including the Blu-ray players, your Blu-ray home theater, and your Bravia TV. They've also offered video on demand content as well. It just sucks that we're only going to see this on Sony. Toshiba is planning a trio of tablets for CES next year. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I said the dreaded word tablet. Yeah, more tablets are coming, and it looks like they're going to be running on Android, Windows 7, and Chrome OS. They're all going to be 10-inch tablets from what we're hearing. We don't know the prices yet, but hey, look, more tablets are on the way. Yay! Are you an app developer and do you hate Apple? Well, guess what? BlackBerry App World right now is ready to take your tablet applications. That's right. RIM has announced that it is actively seeking developers to submit apps for its forthcoming BlackBerry Playbook tablet. This kind of makes me wonder, though. I wonder if BlackBerry is actually going to give them a demo unit or something of the Playbook so that way these developers know what the heck they're developing for. Ah, tis the season. Have you received a free iTunes movie rental code yet from Apple? Well, word on the street right now is that Apple is giving out early Christmas gifts, emailing free iTunes movie rental codes to random iTunes users. Have you received your code? I haven't received mine. Come on, Santa Steve. I've been good this year. And finally, let's get Santa on the line for our crap for Christmas today. Oh, Santa? Santa? Hello? Santa, wake up. Santa. Come on, we got to do the crap for Christmas, Santa. Santa, wake up. Morning, Santa.
Morning. Yeah. Hello, Kyle. Yeah.
Have you been drinking?
What do you mean have I been drinking?
Well, it sounds like it.
I always figure that it's past 5 o'clock somewhere in the world anyway.
Right, Santa.
Why, it's a bit early to be calling me.
No, it's not. We're supposed to be doing the crap for Christmas.
And what? I'm supposed to be doing it now.
Yes.
Oh, bugger. No, well, hang on a minute. Hang on. Let's have a look at that. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I found it.
Great. Lovely, Santa. Thank you.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, good.
Oh, hello, children. Yeah, Santa here. Wide awake and ready to go with your crap for Christmas. Today's crap for Christmas is the BenQ DVS11 camcorder. It's a camcorder that shoots 1080p, and then it's got a Pico projector in it that casts it on the wall. And it's $300 American, so it's quite expensive. And apparently, you could have a pretty dimly lit room, which I'm going to say this one is, because I've been drinking all night. I'm just going to make sure I kick the girls out before the wife gets home. Anyway, Kyle, it's been nice speaking to you,
man. You too, Santa.
I'll see you tomorrow.
You've got to call Ewan.
No, okay. All right, yeah, okay, I'll see Ewan tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Santa. Yes. Okay, that's probably a good idea. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at BageltechNews@gmail.com. You can also follow us on the website at BageltechNews.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Vimeo, and YouTube at BageltechNews. News. Now, we'll be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the past 24 hours of tech news. So until then, have a great day, and thanks for listening.